whole lot of pimping and pandering going on around here. Whole lot of situational comedy going on around this bitch.
Gotta hit one of them in there.
Whole lot of real life situations going on. Simulated violence.
Yeah, ho.
Gotta put that one in there.
Yeah. This type of shit you listen to when you about to move out and don't nobody know. When you about to sneak move out, like fuck them roommates. You ever moved out in the middle of the night? If you ain't never moved out in the middle of the night, this podcast is not for you.
You know they need them. The one you can play.
If you ain't never rented a U-Haul truck and drove it to the club, you ain't a real nigga.
I ain't no real nigga.
You ain't never took somebody's car and kept it longer than you said you was. You ain't built like us.
One that's more solid. They don't got that effect on it.
You ain't got no hi-hats in that motherfucker.
If you ain't never got in trouble for getting your school shoes dirty, don't fucking talk to me.
That 2K view when you create your player.
Hey, don't with it. Go, Soprano. Right.
You don't get to see this very often. DC is producing a show right now. I mean, a song right now.
Yeah. They go to Soprano.
If this was a sketch, it'd be like when you get to the studio and the producer don't know what the fuck. Mucho dinero. Que paso?
Chain hitting that bit now.
It is. Who we got up in the motherfucking room tonight?
Who
we got up fuck up in this room tonight?
Who?
Got my nigga from the block.
Who?
He'll shoot a couple shots.
Woo!
Yeah, and we ain't gon' stop. We touring around the world, we going so far. Listen, brought my nigga in here with. Y'all pussy nigga, y'all tripping. We'll get the fucking clicking. If you with me, get the slipping, pimping. My nigga, we really ready. Yeah, all the way from the trenches. Yeah, stop it. Yeah, it's the mission. Yeah, go on, bring it back.
Don't stop, keep going.
It's a trend. I'ma tell you how you're going bad.
Hey.
Y'all nigga, yeah, y'all sad.
Hey.
I got my nigga with me. Get who we in here? My nigga, money bag.
Hey. Don't stop, keep going. Hey, yeah. Don't stop, keep going.
Yeah.
I don't stop and keep going.
Yeah.
I don't stop and keep going.
Shoot a couple shots. Going straight to the top.
Whoa.
Got my nigga straight up off the block.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, we're going far.
Hey. Don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
See, listen, that's the dope. I'ma tell you like they hit for show.
Okay.
I told my nigga get some time.
Damn.
And now we y'all up on the toe.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, don't stop.
Okay.
What? Keep going.
Keep going.
Hey, don't stop. Yeah, keep going. So listen, we going far. Uh-huh. Everybody, we should start.
Okay.
We straight came from the bottom.
Okay.
We used to be y'all stealing cars.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh,
Don't stop, keep going. We going back.
I'ma
tell you like this, like that. Look, we ready from the trench.
Okay.
Me and my nigga, we used to sell crack.
Hey, don't stop, keep going.
Real talk, don't stop me. Listen, I'ma tell you, don't stop me. Get what? What? I used to serve everybody, man. I saw your auntie.
Okay.
Hey, don't stop. Keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Don't stop.
Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't
stop. I'm from the shade.
Okay.
Listen here. I'm in the bed.
In the bed.
Get what? I'm really from the hood.
Uh-huh.
My brother was a crackhead.
Yeah, damn.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Don't stop.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop.
Keep going.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Don't stop.
Keep going.
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I think it should.
She.
Okay.
I'm really from the church.
Okay.
My mama taught everybody up in the hood.
Hey, don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, 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 don't stop, keep going. Now, look, another chapter.
Uh-huh.
I'm really am a raptor.
Okay.
So listen, my brother a crackhead.
Uh-huh.
But my daddy was a pastor.
Hey, don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
It's been a hurt.
Uh-huh.
Look, get paid on the third.
God damn it.
We gotta stop the shit, cause I can't think of too many words.
Hey, don't stop, keep going. We don't have to. Don't stop, keep going.
Don't
stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Don't
stop,
keep going.
Listen there, it's a missionary.
Oh,
I was bullshitting.
Uh-huh.
My mind is jammed like a dictionary.
Hey, don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Look, I stole the plasma. Mm-hmm. I filled out my fast.
God damn it.
Okay.
Look, we gotta stop for real.
Okay.
Cause a nigga got asthma.
Don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, don't stop, keep going.
Now look, ain't gonna boast.
Mm-hmm.
Used to eat all the toast.
God damn it.
But guess what? Chico, DC, ain't money bad. They gon' low.
Oh, hey, hey,
don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop,
don't stop,
don't stop,
don't stop,
don't stop, don't stop,
don't stop,
keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Don't stop, don't stop, keep going.
Don't stop, keep going.
Gotta stop.
Okay.
Real time, we gotta stop. We gotta stop.
I got shit.
Real time,
we gotta stop.
Hey,
don't stop, keep going.
Keep going.
Hey, man, welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back to the 85
South Show.
Real man,
crazy.
Cut it off. Shit.
Yes,
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too, nigga.
Ain't even gonna call the Kaepernick.
I was high. I was high.
Hey, until I'm not even gonna call the Kaepernick.
Hey, man, you see all these lovely gifts and shit we got scattered about?
Hell
what
yeah.
What we got right here?
What you got?
Shit, I got some shit you gave me, nigga.
I gave you that.
Yeah.
No, somebody sent you that.
For real?
Black and Proud.
Black and Proud, I love it.
Hell yeah. I got one right here.
Uh-oh.
Chico, what you got over there?
I'm out to see.
What is that?
I got some rolling papers.
Okay, bet.
I got.
Get out of here.
Black and Proud.
Oh, Black and Proud, too. I'm Black and I'm Proud.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Say it loud.
Say
that
what?
Hard. I wish it was my side, though.
What side is it?
But you ain't peep, Los. You ain't peep that it's the same script as the Black and Mild.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, that shit dope right
Nigga
here.
Nigga sent us a toy.
Okay, we got some.
Yeah,
we
that
got
must be for your daughter.
Nigga ain't got no hair.
Dangerous Creations.
Look at sick this. Right here.
Dangerous Creations made this. It says, over at Dangerous Creations, we are huge fans of the 85 South Show. We don't miss an episode. With that being said, we noticed your merchandise and you need some smoking accessories. We craft a custom ashtray for you all and we hope you love it. If you're looking to expand your brand, and offer ashtrays as a part of your custom merchandise. We would love to work with you as a, you know, customer and wholesale distributor.
Oh,
shout out to Danger Coach. That shit is dope though. This the type of shit you steal from a hotel.
Right.
You definitely
said
that shit fire. What's the ashtray?
Yeah, that'd be hard. Yeah, we sent one.
What is it? Nigga sent you a security.
We're gonna all have the smoke out of it.
I don't know who the fuck this is. This
what
weird ass gift.
Sent you a security.
That looked like a clue.
Nigga ain't know what this is.
I believe what they said.
The security. Brought the bag to your cousin.
Right.
No, Sesame this Street. Is what it's saying. It's saying
on Sesame Street.
Fuck security, smoke everywhere you go.
Yeah.
It's saying security is some dust. You
smoke your life
away. Put the hat on the security.
Don't be security or you gonna smoke your life away.
Yeah, that's a good message they sent right
but
there.
But get wet though.
What?
We got a special guest in the motherfucker.
Yes. Oh shit.
My dog.
Who we got?
My partner.
Who
from
we
the
got?
Motherfucking sandbox. My nigga, money back.
Mafia. Oh. Yeah, we in the mafia.
Money bag mafia, nigga.
Straight up.
Oh, you nigga,
gonna see me flexing $20.
Somebody gave you $20.
Oh, that's definitely a clue now.
Security hat? I told you it's a clue.
That's
fuck the clue, nigga. I'm gonna buy me. I'm gonna buy some weed. That's the clue.
Tell him thank you.
Man, appreciate it, nigga.
You want to.
Hold up. Before we get into that, we got to discuss this.
How many of them they gave y'all?
Nigga, somebody sent me this shit with.
I'll take the one that got the weed in it.
Somebody been using it for a long time.
Somebody gave you a U grinder, bro.
They put my name on it.
They said, Lowe's gonna fuck with this one.
Yeah,
right
that
here.
One. That one.
Ain't gonna smoke.
They could at least build it
you
up.
You don't know
with
what
weed.
That is. They've been grinding up in there. Don't fuck with that.
It might be somebody's ashes. You
yeah,
never
that's
know.
That's what I'm saying.
There's some shaking that motherfucker.
Might be somebody.
Now, let's get to the gangster shit. Oh, yeah, I just man. Wanted to know that this is the type of vibe I'm on.
That's some bullshit.
Man, you literally one of my favorite niggas to watch on Instagram, man. Like, your content is so creative, my nigga. It's like, you do the video that my favorite shit is when you do the videos and be talking about something. And say, anyway, and then the shit you say after, anyway, yeah, man, I got this little bitch, man. She be making Plan B pills from scratch at the house and shit. Every time I go over there, my nose get to bleeding real bad. I told the bitch to tell me she's cooking them. I put the mask on and all that, and that shit crazy, man. But yeah, man, to the bartender. It's like, this nigga is, dog, you the only nigga that come with that type of shit on the internet, man. And it's just like, where that come from, dog? Like, what the fuck made you so crazy, nigga?
I be having head movies for real, bro. Like, just, we could be sitting here talking like a motherfucker, and I'd be thinking to myself, like, bro, that shit funny here. Like, it's a real story. One time, bro, I was eating that whole pussy, bro.
For real?
And I was thinking about a skit. And I fucked around, and I was like, and her lips were like,
see what I'm saying, bro? Goofy.
No, that's a real story. Nah, she was like, nigga, you dead at, you laughing right now? I'm like, nah, man, let me put this shit in my phone real quick and while I forget it. But what we was at, though? For real, bro, I just be thinking all the time.
That's where a lot of funny shit happened though when you having sex.
Yeah.
Low
you
key,
see the real, you see the real shit.
You I'm fucking the with this girl. She was a squirter, but she gonna pushing real hard to squirt and then fucked around and farted first and then squirted, but act like I wasn't gonna notice that she farted because she squirted.
Did it stink?
I don't know, because it was kind of like.
You ain't know if it was the ass or the pussy.
I was already laughing. I ain't really, I don't know.
She like, I squirted.
No, you sure did, bitch. You shot it. That's what
then
you did.
You squirted. I had a bitch tell me she squirted. What the she fuck like, I squirted. Happened. I was like, I was feeling the bed. I was like, you did? She like, you don't feel it? I was like, hell no.
I was hoping to be lying.
Like, that'd be that piss, nigga. I don't give a fuck nobody
that.
That's
still piss, though.
That's piss.
Whatever it is, she better do it.
Put it on my lip.
You don't like that
story. I done saw these before. Come out.
I do like it. I just, you just got to make sure she squirt on
cream,
the side. She going to sleep on
with you, nigga.
Yeah, I like cream.
Yeah. See, they made me feel like I was a fucked up ass nigga when I said bitch got that mayonnaise. Nigga was like, what?
Yeah, cause you know sometimes you know you gotta be specific. Like what kind of
verbiage?
Cream?
It was
cream.
The verbiage.
Yeah, it was like is it grits or is it cream?
No, that grits ain't.
Grits ain't.
That bitch, this shit ain't supposed to be in my hair. This shit is in my pube, like Santa Claus that came around. It's snowing down there.
What you talking about?
The grits.
What grits?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's how I got weird when I said the mayonnaise. And he turned to the grits and everybody in the comments
gritty,
like, she gonna weird.
It be like, yeah.
That's yeast.
Yeah, that's yeast, my boy.
Yeah, that's yeast.
I mean, shit, I ain't know until I seen it.
Yeast.
Yeah, shit. You better get that off. You gonna be
itching. It was off.
You say y'all enough. Niggas from the sandbox. How y'all niggas meet? Cause you from Florida.
He from Florida originally.
I'm from Atlanta. I was born in Great. I just been back and forth, you know, from, you know, my mama's side's down in Florida.
Okay.
So I was kind of like.
Let them know where back though.
Fort Pill, Florida, you know, right by West Palm Beach, all that shit like that. The trenches too.
Okay.
But you know, my pop got out of prison and shit. I moved with him. And then he moved to his street and shit. So when we met, like, nigga, we was, you know, I was.
Niggas that came up walking his dog.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, Dre, he like, what's up? My name LT, I'm from Florida. Oh. I was like, shit. What's up, nigga? Y'all know it's a nigga from Florida that stayed out of the street, goddamn. Nigga, funny as hell, bro. Like, be honest, it was the only nigga that made all the gangsters in the neighborhood laugh. It don't matter. I ain't never seen any nigga laugh as hard until Shouter come outside. You feel what I'm saying? And it was like, at that time, we had a young crew, then we had an older crew, but it was only a certain few young niggas who was right there with the older crew. And he was definitely one of them. You see what I'm saying? Like, he came to the hood and didn't have to prove himself, it was already that genuine, like, oh yeah, Shouter really about this shit. You feel what I'm saying? And then he put work in for the hood for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no, there's a lot of people that stay there, but like, there's people who actually put work in. They be like, oh yeah, I did this shit on my block. I remember when I knocked Shouter out on my block. Oh, I shot at them folks. Yeah. Dig what I'm saying? I seen a nigga really in the shootout, and I was laughing. This nigga crazy.
But you right on them. Yeah, come on with it, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like, ain't too many people had that type of humor. You feel what I'm saying? And his humor was like, bro, what the fuck are you thinking?
Right.
You that's what I say. Like, when how I do you see do that
nigga.
Shit?
That slave shit. My nigga, when you be a slave fucking a white woman, I say, man, this nigga.
You get on out of here.
Yeah, right.
That's... You be getting.
Jacoby?
Yes, ma'am.
Talk dirty to me, boy. You talk dirty, Miss Weathers.
Crazy woman.
No, you talk dirty, boy. You talk dirty.
Okay.
No, that's what I'm talking about, boy. That's what I was talking about.
Yes. Cracker?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Damn, man.
Wet dog smelling, slave selling, heritage stealing, forefather killing, black history hind, wife of a rapist, you lily white motherfucker.
Come in! Jacoby!
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, boy!
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you! Thank you, boy!
You're welcome.
Jacoby! Just want to let you know your ass is dead. Come sunrise, nigga.
Oh, no, Miss Willis.
Get on him. You in that motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Bartholomew, yeah. Yes, Bartholomew. Then, man, I'm like, dog, what planet is this nigga on, man?
I watch a lot of movies, though, too. That's another thing. Like, I'm a movie buff. Like, bro, I sit up watch movies all day and just, like, pick from different movies and just put one situation together, two type shit, though. But I sit up all night watching movies, dog. Like,
but the nigga it. Dedication is, like, on point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, come from where we come from and to doing what we doing, first of all, is comedian shit. Like, some people choose it. That shit, we didn't choose that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It was like, this is just so happened. We just following God's footsteps. You know what I'm saying? He got in our footsteps. So when we was on the street shit, he was deep into the street shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, we did that together as well. And so when he saw me do this first, I instantly was like, hey, bro, I'm going to try to get you signed with these folks I'm signed with. I'm going to try to, you need to do that funny shit that on the block over here. Because now I'm learning it professionally. Nigga, you funny as well. I mean, I told the nigga, I said, bro, just get 5 minutes, bro. And you come on the road, my nigga. Nigga came back 15, 20. And when I say knocking shit loose on stage, like literally knocking shit loose, bro, and just to see that dedication, bro, it was just like, I'm proud of my nigga because I know where the fuck we came from. You see what I'm saying? And just like I want to tell you this on front of everybody, my nigga, like, we came from the struggle, nigga. We came from the gutter, nigga. And to see this shit can change our lives and to see you take that shit serious, it like, I appreciate you because I'm younger than him, too. When, like he say, on the street shit, hey, GG, you gotta listen to me, bro. We out here. Bet, you know I'm riding. When he come to shit, he allowed me to take lead, and he like, I'm listening, bro. And I see it on stage, like, he gonna be another GOAT. He gonna be another GOAT, and I'm proud of you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Don't look me like
y'all
that.
Y'all did that video when you was riding the car.
Yeah, so we was looking at pussies.
So bring it back normal.
But look, though, to take it back to the emergency ball, he outside doing his shit. He first nigga ever told me about Vine. And then with Fat and Pay, you remember you did the blood handshake?
Yeah.
He was like, nigga, Vine. I'm like, nigga, I'm counting re-up money. I'm counting some re-up money. He coming like, hey, bro, some new shit called Vine. Goddamn, come do the little funny video. I'm like, what you want? He like, bloods be like. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Nigga, so in the video, I got my real money in my hand. It was just, what's that, blood? I'm doing it for him. Gone. I'm back counting real money. Like, he posting it. He doing all that algorithm shit. Then my boy Fat and Paid came and told me, like, hey, bro, this really the way. I'll never forget. I was sending my Roxanne, my 96 Ford Escort.
Man, around here in these streets, man, okay. I nigga can't
okay.
see
okay. 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 What the fuck?
On plan.
Okay. Okay.
I'm like, hey, bro, this shit gonna be funny here. We just gonna rap. And we just gonna fall out. Oh, God, he's talking about fall out? I said, look, I'm gonna leave my head on the stairwell. I said,
why you drive?
I said, why you drive?
Like,
he like, don't do that. I said, nigga.
Gonna fall out.
I'm gonna go all the way back on the street. Ain't nobody coming to the street. He like, all right, nigga, hurry the fuck
we
up.
We had to go all the way down.
We had to go all the way down the street. We were up there. I was like, all right, nigga, I'm there. And I told that nigga, I said, bro, we don't know what to call it. And he outside doing, he creating a whole nother video. It would be in the hood. He creating a whole nother video outside the car. I'm smoking in the car. I'm like, bro, what the fuck we gonna call this shit? I'm like, all right, when we pass out, it's like emergency. We need some. I said, GG, I got it, bro. He said, what? We're gonna call an emergency ball. He said, emergency ball. I said, nigga, we're gonna call an emergency ball. Did that shit, bro. it went crazy. And from then, we had a team. Team Ignite, we kept going. And we here today, like, every chance I get or anything I got, I be like, y'all need a writer? I'm trying to bring my nigga home to other shit, because the nigga is a magnificent writer. I told this nigga about a move. This nigga called me back 3 days, nigga, with the full script. Like, we from the hood, bro. We smart as fuck, my nigga. He be putting me up on books and shit, like all that. Like, don't let these tattoos on our face fool you, nigga. We'll slap
shit. Hey,
look,
I was thinking about that shit the other day. We really set a trend. We might be the only comedian doing stand up with fucking
tattoos on their face.
Yeah.
Real talk.
I ain't never met none. So, yeah, you might be right. Y'all the first niggas.
That's a few.
It is.
Like right here?
Mm-hmm. In front?
Like in the middle?
I never forget when he told me about this tattoo.
As soon as I say that shit and can't think of nobody, they all gonna hit me like, bro, you.
It was us.
Yep. This is you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they got them right here.
Yeah, nah, don't fuck with me. Who the hell that is with that silver right here?
It's a few white girl comedians that got face tattooed, but.
They like, that nigga right, that big nigga got that civil rights fro. That nigga just read a scripture. We all need to march together.
But I don't think it's nobody will win.
See, I'm trying to get my shit removed.
You getting it removed.
Yeah, yeah. What made you just want to get it done?
I'm tired of this shit.
You got tired of this shit?
Yeah, man.
It's a wrap.
My grandma did be like, I'll be like, fuck you looking at? Man, every time I come in here, you shaking your head and shit. What the fuck wrong with you?
You be talking to Graham
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, man.
What made you get the Nike symbol, though?
Like, that ain't why about that? Me. She got the shakers.
Right. I know DC shit is the crew. What is the Nike shit? Man, you I don't like Air Force
man,
One?
Look, man, I'm going to tell you, man, one day, man, I'll do that. You know, I'll be kicking, cooling, you know, beatbox, you know. You got a motherfucking tattoo, man. I don't know why. Hey, listen. Hey, damn about that. I told that nigga, we in the hood. I told that nigga, he pulled up on me. I'm like, bro, you went and did that dumb ass shit. I downed the nigga. I'm like, man, you done throw your whole life away, man. You tripping, man. Like the same week down there, I went and got this shit.
They called me and told me to pull.
I was like, fuck it, we ain't gonna be shit. Look, I got this shit, so I wouldn't have to get a job. Them crackers hired me anyway. I was like,
it's a wrap. That shit backfired.
I'm like, y'all really need me that bad? Y'all need help with this motherfucker. For real?
For real. For real.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit.
How the shit was, bro? I'm telling you, bro, we got jail stories out of this shit.
What they don't know, don't show.
Don't show. It won't hurt them, Trank.
I'm telling you, man.
We had this white guy from the trenches, bro. You feel me? Like, just to see, like I said, bro, just where we come from. And what we doing now, like, we on the road, bro. Like, I'm like, even dope money, you like getting money with your partners. Like, not strangers. So I'm just sitting back, I'm just like, damn, bro, these niggas really being, like, stand-up comedians. Like, this nigga would, listen, what we used to do, I sold dope. He broke in the car.
I suck at selling dope.
He broke in the car. I done stopped that nigga plenty of time on the way up.
You told me one story.
On the way up.
You told me one story about y'all where you had to stop that nigga like, please. He was like, nah, it's right there, nigga. I got to get it. He was like, please, no. He was like, nigga, just
don't. I seen it in the eye,
we all both made it, man. We all both there, right? I was like, man, fuck that. But my goddamn light bill.
I seen it in the eye, bro. We having a conversation, but he's not looking at me. I'm like, hey, yeah, we finna go. He like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, man, you good? He like, shit, finna be. I said, finna be. Nigga, I said, that motherfucker sitting on them eights. I said, red. Nigga, I don't know where he had a screwdriver. This bitch that came out with one finger.
You gotta keep that motherfucker on.
Had that motherfucker, he brought that motherfucker up like this. I said, red, put that bitch. What are you doing? We not in the hood, no. Red, please. Not right here.
That is why we all won't
come back. Man. I said, if anything, come back. Don't do it with me. I understand, but don't do it with me. He like, I got kids. I said, I feel that. But we almost there. Just let me get over the hump, baby. I got you. He was like, you know what? God damn, the judge.
I was tight about that shit.
Fuck. He said, why you gotta be like that? I said, cuz. Nigga, I'm trying to save you too. Cause if I ain't give a fuck, I would just let you do it. You know what I'm saying? But I give a fuck. Let go. We finna, I promise you, just hold tight. I don't know what going on, but this shit moving. And once I figure this shit out, once the doors can be open and I can break these bitches down and I can move how I want to move and say what I want to say and bring the people that I want to bring, I promise you, because I'm watching the other niggas do it, I just got to wait my turn.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that I got my turn, I don't want them niggas on the show with me. Well, who you want then? These niggas.
Hey.
Just like that.
And that's what it takes, though. And that's exactly why, like, people see, like, when you post shit and we post shit and, you know, we got motherfuckers that we want to go and take to these clubs and shit, because they would never get to see these niggas, because they would never know, like you said, the passion and the work that these motherfuckers put in. Like, nah, fuck that. These the motherfuckers you need to see.
Funny. These the niggas that made me laugh.
Right. These the motherfuckers you need to be booking before I bring them here. And let me show you what you not bringing to your club.
They love you.
It take motherfuckers like that to bring, just to create them opportunities. You know what I'm saying? That's why I try to, when I go on the road, I try to leave a spot, let motherfuckers get a guest spot.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be real sick. I be hearing a lot of stories about, like, other comedians that didn't fuck with niggas like that. And
they didn't understand that that hurt the game in the long run.
Right.
Right.
It fucked it up. Because, nigga, why wouldn't you want to let that motherfucker get a guest spot? 5 minutes.
Right. Especially if you're from the city.
Right.
Pop, like, you show a love to the city and to see, When you get off stage and the people, I want to take a picture with you. And I'm watching motherfucker lined up taking a picture with my partner, like, ooh, this shit.
Right,
crazy.
That shit feels so dope. But I think it come from niggas not really being genuine good niggas. Like, you ain't going to see nobody having somebody to bring up with them when you a fuck nigga. You know what I mean? So you see a lot of motherfuckers who not going to be able to be surrounded by nothing real. Because they been bitch ass niggas their whole life. So they done fucked around and made it.
Whole ass niggas
that made it. And now you get to see, they just a whole ass nigga that done fucked around and got an opportunity. But when you come from being a genuine motherfucker and you come up with niggas that you fuck with and they trust your word to say, my nigga, please, my nigga, I got you.
Right.
That mean more than, you know what I mean, the shit we see all of the niggas that, a lot of the motherfuckers that was before us do, because he tell me all the time, he used to tell me all the time, we first start doing Wildin' Out, just, you know, giving me game on how the comedy game worked, because, you know, he IL'd in this shit. He was like, man, these niggas don't fuck with each other.
Right.
He said, man, these niggas hate each other out here. He said, this shit ain't.
That shit weird, bro.
These niggas hate each other, bro.
The fake love. Like, I'm like,
he told me, he was like, man, they gonna hate us forever because we genuinely fuck with each other. I'm like, nigga, but I mean, everybody fuck with each other. Like, nigga, no.
They don't.
You know how many times, nigga, I've heard flaw ass shit, listen, about the fucking 85 South show, just flaw ass shit, nigga. You the funny. Woo. I be like, hey. I'ma tell you, cause it's on the us. Nigga, I wouldn't be how I am without my brothers.
Yeah, I'd be saying the same.
You see what I'm saying? Right. That chemistry, that nigga, that's how you feel. But I'ma tell you, he funny as fuck to me.
Right.
So you think you finna deteriorate my character, like, and think I'm finna talk down on my partner, like, man, I know, points. I don't know shit. We the best together, nigga.
Exactly.
Now what, nigga?
Right. Exactly.
Now what, nigga?
Exactly.
You dig? Now what the fuck, nigga?
And that's exactly what I was saying about earlier, when it's like, you know how when we do club dates and shit, and y'all post a picture, and then they post a picture, and I be like, see, the difference between they picture and y'all picture is we know they really fuck with each other. You can see that they don't. They're trying to create some shit like that. Hey,
you dig what I'm saying?
Did it look like we fuck with each other on that one? Oh, that's a good one. Hey, this the one. Everybody posts this one. Everybody posts this one. We all fuck with each other.
And that was, you know what niggas gotta, you know what I'm saying, gotta get out their system is, nigga taking your shine. Your shine is your shine. A nigga can't take your shine. Whatever you put in the work, that's what you gonna do. If I know I'm a hustler and I'm finna have all these folk coming anyway, why not put my niggas in front of a sold out crowd where they done jumped the broom or working hard? Nigga, these, I guarantee you, if you go out there and do your thing, nigga, you gonna get 75% of them people gonna come back and see you off your name, nigga.
Right.
Off,
I do that
off you.
Like my nigga Drink, I told him, nigga, I said, man, when I get to the point where I can do my shows and I can come in and make some demands about what I want, nigga, you coming. Just give me some time, I promise you. And then once I got to that point, that nigga been with me. And then every time I get on stage after the show over, I'm like, hey, man, would y'all come see this nigga again? Mm-hmm. Everybody, hell yeah. So them people who book the club and shit, fuck who they tell you supposed to come.
Mm-hmm.
These the people. You know what I mean? They might not have came to see this nigga. They ain't know his name before, but I guarantee they know his name afterwards.
Right.
And they gonna take pictures with him just like they taking pictures with me. He gonna be able to get his shit off.
Right.
But you gotta have a certain spirit to not feel like you said, a nigga ain't gonna take my shine and all that. But you got, I mean, I understand.
What I tell you, really?
Yeah, fuck all that. Like, what's for you ain't for me, and what's for me ain't
you
for
you. You a headliner. Right. I tell these niggas all the time. Listen, you, Blake, you in the beginning. Red, you right here in the middle. Then I'm at the end, but get what? All y'all niggas headliners. Cause when you get on big stages, them niggas headliners. I don't give a fuck who go first. And you know how I learned that from? Being on stage with these niggas. Before I could headline, I had to come host. I had to go first. But at the end of the day, we all headline. Cause we can lead this motherfucker and go do our own show. So get what? I'm gonna tell you right now. You ain't gonna be up under me. You ain't gonna be at my shows all day. Cause you know why? You're a fucking headliner. And I need your ass to go out here. Cause what if I wanna stop? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
If I say, I'm taking 2 months off. I need for y'all to have, I see y'all niggas talk to them club owners. I'm looking at them like, yo, get in on my nigga. Tell them you want to come back next week. You hear me? So when I want to go vacation, y'all niggas, the money's still flowing. We ain't stopped. We still out here. Because we only powerful when we get together. But get what? When we have to separate, it's still go time. Because when we have to do 85 South, we powerful. But then after 85 South, we gotta go handle our business. We can't just be sitting here at Wayne like, man, I'm just waiting for 85 South. Right. Hell no, it's back to the quiz eye. You feel what I'm saying? So I teach all my nigga, bro, we headliners, bro. Don't ever think you're gonna be first for the rest of your life. Don't ever think you're gonna be going up before the headliner. Nope. You wanna have that headliner set. So nigga, cause every time you go out there, nigga, you a headliner.
Right.
And you ain't no featured act, nigga.
We learned
that. I want my niggas to walk like they headliners. From experience.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. My name is Carlos Miller. BlueChew.com. Trust me. At this point, you already know. It's people asking me, man, what that Blue Chew do?
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
And it's a sexual stimulant. Now, it's not going to cure any ailments or anything like that. But it will have you making sweet, sweet love to your lady.
BlueChew.com.
If you can benefit. For more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fastest and easiest way to enhance your performance.
These pills are amazing. Go check them out at BlueChew.com. If you could use a confidence boost or you just want to feel like your old self again, trust your mans. Use the promo code. It's only $5, man. You can try it for $5. Go online, BlueChew.com. You can go right on your phone. That's Blue, BLUE, Chew, CHEW.com. Hey man, make sure you hit that website and use their promo code. I just want you to see what all the hype is about. You get what I'm saying? Trust me on this. Use the promo code, get your first shipment for free. 85 South. I put that on everything. Times is hard out here. You hear me?
Because when we be on them shows with all the legendary motherfuckers, we go first.
And them niggas headliners.
And they headliners. But we go out there first, and it's like they put you in that spot because you got to build your seniority up. But every time we touch the stage, no matter what position you go in, nigga, when you touch the stage, whoever, I think I done been on them big shows and doing my set while niggas still sitting down.
I'd be mad as hell because they don't let me go first.
You know, like, why?
Yeah, it's what, nigga? Yeah, a lot of niggas.
Yeah, you know, they know you gonna tag
yeah,
the motherfucker.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker, but that's the thing. A lot of that be hate, though.
What?
Your bomb.
Say, what? Do what?
Bomb.
In what?
A stand up.
In comedy? Yeah. You mean like not make people laugh? You mean like the rest of these niggas?
Boy, I'm talking about when you first started.
Like. I'm talking about when I never.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
See? It ain't never been like, they ain't never been
bomb,
like.
But like my second time on stage, yeah. But mind you, I started in a different club. I learned the word of demographic firsthand. Early. I started in the Greensboro Comedy Zone. I'm talking about they got them white people that's the real white people. And fuck ha! You. No. Fuck you and your family, asshole.
No.
I don't give a fuck about your Nike symbol. I like Adidas, nigga. You know what I mean? It's like that. Like, it's they serious. So I went on stage with the mentality that they was going to understand what I was talking about. And they was just looking at me like, what? And from that point on, I made myself understand that fuck trying to be what the people want me to be. I'm going to be who I am at all times. Either you like it or you don't. Either way, it don't change shit. Right. And that gave me the perspective of who I am on stage. So it only happened at one time. Every time after that, I ain't never had no time when I got on stage. I can walk out a car and walk into a room, straight out the car and get straight on stage and get to it. No walk, nothing.
Go
just
crazy.
Straight to it. Cause I came from that room that didn't have nobody who looked like me in it. So I knew what it took to make people laugh who don't have nothing in common with me. So if I walk into a room with niggas that have an inkling of anything in common with me, we gonna get to it.
When I was telling that whole shit about never like bombing like that, it's because I always studied the whole shit, like the whole comedy thing. It's like, it's not even about what you saying. It's like, if you ever notice when a comedian is bombing, it never fails. They always stand it in one spot. I call that shit the suck box. if you go pull up any footage of any comedian bombing, they're gonna be standing right in that
motherfucker. He can't move.
Just bombing.
The suck box.
The suck box.
You step up out that motherfucker, you good.
Man, that's the first shit I do when I walk on stage is move the fucking microphone stand out the way.
Yeah,
you ever seen a comedian have a good show and then they be like leaning on that bitch and then that shit, they just be talking and they ain't like, all right, nigga, time to leave.
Right. The suck box.
Suck box.
Shit is real.
Now, I will say that we done all had shows where you doing the show and it's like, nigga, these motherfuckers is not here.
For that shit.
Remember that Houston show we did?
Oh, you can't count them.
Remember that Houston show we did, bro?
I mean,
Wait a minute, that show we did in Houston, you gotta change the battering wings and all types of shit. We like, man, these motherfuckers is not.
Listen, when you go to a spot and you doing comedy in a fucking sports bar with the game on and they selling wings and the waitress got big titties and you extra, that don't even count towards your comedy career.
Okay, I'll tell you that, because I can Vegas.
But that's what I'm telling you. Like, did you ever bomb? Have I ever had to battle some niggas?
Yes.
Watching the game and eating chicken? Yes. But that don't count on my comedy report card.
So I can take that shit off.
Hey, man, shut the fuck up. Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. Right. That's why you missing the front two. Hey, this little nigga funny. Turn the game down. No, you wasn't shit till you told that nigga he was missing a tooth.
Right.
I don't act like you just funny all the time. Oh, fuck me. Fuck you too then. Yeah, I done had shows where I had to roast 50 old niggas and then the old ladies wouldn't be. Come on, let him do his little comedy. Bitch, I'm finna go. It's been an hour. I'm the greatest nigga ever lived. I made y'all turn the game off. Good night. Carlos Miller. Give me my $50 and my free wings. Suck my dick. I see you bitches Tuesday. I fucking hate this place. Come on, y'all. Let's go to the comedy club where we can be creative and tell jokes about octopuses and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah. That's New Faces. He done seen me do 50 of them rooms in the city.
Right.
But then you keep coming back for 6 weeks. And then you got it ain't basketball season no more. And now the old niggas is getting dressed after work and they coming from the airport. Yeah, we came to see you. I brought my wife tonight.
Right. Okay, wait.
We want to hear some of that good shit you ask him. He done seen me flip plenty of rooms from, shut the fuck up. Will you lead in, bitch? Security, go get them niggas, because they'll shoot this bitch up. Uh-huh. Yeah, he done seen me. Yeah, I show up like gangbusters. Give me 6 weeks. I turn this motherfucker to a comedy club. We got the line down the street. I got Young Jock and them coming. And
I got Young Jock and them coming.
Nigga, ask him. This when niggas wanted to see them and shit, though.
Right.
Am I lying, those New Faces?
That's when niggas wanted to see them. It was going down.
Oh my God.
Hey, Jack, you think you can do this two times so they know you really in here?
He's talking about two times.
DJ, play that motherfucker. They don't believe Young Jock in here. And then they see the nigga. They be like, oh, that is him. Yeah, we done had a few of them.
There be some club with me and Blake be fighting like a motherfucker, though, buggy. You know, they come to see Fly. But I'm for how y'all doing? Fly.
See?
In DC.
Yeah.
Anybody in here, Sagittarius? DC.
See, that's one
going
thing. Going. I'm like, damn, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Let me get through this shit. He comes.
That's one thing I heard Roseanne say that I actually agree with when I was on Last Comic Standing.
What
the fuck are they doing? You come at him and be like, hey, how y'all doing? Who gives a fuck?
I heard that too.
Why? Fuck them.
How y'all
get
doing?
Get to the funny.
Go straight to it.
Niggas already know how they doing. Do you really give a shit? What if people actually started telling you? And it wasn't like that, oh, we good? And everybody was just like, man, I'm going through it. My wife's a bitch.
That's free time.
That shit be fun, though. That shit be fun. No, but it don't stop.
Everybody in the room just start yelling out shit.
You know, we like that.
You gotta have that crowd control. Nah, don't get me wrong. I love having a conversation with my audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my selected jokes that I know for a fact, 4 to 5 minutes. But if I got three motherfuckers that I connected with in my, because that's why I like comedy club. This shit is therapy. You come to see me. I don't know you from a can of paint. Who the fuck are you? What's your name? What's up, George?
George,
all right. Now we're getting somewhere. What the fuck you do, George? You do some... What the fuck you do, George? Now everybody in the room like, right, what the fuck you do, George? So it done brought a whole nother feeling to the show because now they like naturally funny. You see what I'm saying? Like, this ain't part of the script. Right. This ain't part of, you don't know him from a can of paint. You feel what I'm saying? Now you done brought his whole life on stage with you. I like that sometimes, cause now that get me to create, like, okay, George, who is his? Oh, his wife got a fucked up bang. Now we finna put both of these motherfuckers together. I don't know what I'm finna do. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, help me create. Who am I? Cause this comedy shit is fun, but it's like, niggas don't be knowing, like, I should be, had my business. You dig what I'm saying?
I remember we was in Memphis. Remember we was doing the Memphis gig and the motherfucker kept talking to you. He was like, this nigga with a Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey on, dog, that kept talking to this nigga. And he was mad, but I told him when he got off stage, I said, Lowe, that's some of the funniest shit I ever seen. Cause his back and forth with this nigga with this jersey on, the nigga kept agreeing with, he wasn't heckling him. Right. He was just agreeing with everything the nigga was saying. Like, yeah, say that shit again, nigga. I feel you. He was like, nigga, so what? I don't give a fuck with you. I don't want you to be my friend. Stop talking to me. I'm like, bro, that shit is classic. But then those moments you can't battle. And a lot of niggas going, they going to crumble. Like, nigga, we done did shows. I'm talking about them shows where you walk in, nigga. What was that college we did? And the colleges is hard for you, nigga. What?
Wait a minute.
Right. You kids this don't know jokes.
Let's draw. Check kids. This out. This is the greatest college show experience we ever had.
Listen, hold up, bro.
This, me and this nigga had a show.
Right.
What was it? Somewhere
Lane College.
Lane College in Memphis. Nigga,
right
we get on campus, get to the show.
Right.
Not one person is there, cause they didn't believe that we was coming to their school, nigga. You can ask him. Nobody was there.
Not one.
Bro, we had to go to every dorm on the campus to go literally in dorm room like we here.
Knocking on
they were like, okay, we coming. We finna get in the shower right now. Bro, when we got back to the show and like the next hour, that bitch was packed.
Packed. And I'm talking about, nigga, this the hoodest. Soon as we get there, the dude that threw the show, right, we come and we like, nigga, what the fuck? Ain't nobody here. He was like, man, I've been telling niggas y'all was coming, bro. They don't believe me. And the little host lady was real arrogant at first. She was like, yeah, I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready to show off. I mean, y'all cool and everything. I'm just ready to go. So the nigga was like, man, y'all nigga cool. We was like, man, fuck it, nigga. We with whatever. He was like, this a hood school, man. Niggas from the hood go here. We like, nigga, let's go.
Right.
Nigga, we pull up in the golf cart. We drive around the whole campus, go up in the dorms, knocking on doors, nigga.
We here, nigga.
Knocking on every level, knocking on doors. Niggas open the door. Oh, shit, we coming. Nigga.
Niggas was opening the door, yelling down the hall. Bruh, they here for real.
My nigga, out
niggas
front.
Jumping up, getting their hair cut and everything.
Nigga, we go outside. It's 100 niggas outside. These niggas outside deep. We
that nigga jump. Say, that nigga say, bruh, if you want us to come to the show, you got to, Chico Bean got to roast my nigga. There's some little ugly nigga just came out of the crowd. Stupid ass shoe, long ass pants, short ass dress.
We crazy, nigga. Get the cooking. Yeah, nigga, that nigga was like, all right, we coming, bruh. When the show
it was literally about 50 niggas, though. About a big ass group of whoever stayed in this building right here. They was all outside.
All outside, like the block, nigga. And I'm like, nigga, we love this. We come from, nigga. Y'all niggas come fuck with the show. We here for y'all. When the show came, nigga, we got back. That bitch was packed wall to wall. They in there playing that Memphis shit, nigga.
Going stupid.
Nigga, they on the walls in that motherfucker. The same lady who was arrogant. Nigga, she was so goddamn nervous when she seen all them people. Since she thought she was gonna do the show for 5 niggas.
Right.
Nigga, they packed that bitch out. She came out and called me Carlos Dean, nigga.
She did that.
She was like, yeah, they was like, big, get the fuck off there. Big bad bitch, big little face, big no ass bitch, get the fuck out of here. She was like, yeah, make some noise for Carlos Dean. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? You just called me Carlos Dean. Nigga, that was the funniest show ever, dog. When we finished, them niggas was like, bro, we ain't never seen no shit like, but I'm talking about that crowd was like, I can imagine that's what the niggas felt like when they was in them clubs that nigga tell me about them old Atlanta clubs when right. it was just niggas in there rowdy and they ain't got time for the nigga. If you ain't funny, they on your ass, nigga. That shit was amazing.
I told
the
nigga, I say, cause we went from starting in the comedy club, then we went to a school. I said, now look, all right, cause you know, this game right here is a confidence. You got to have the strongest confidence. I said, now look, we been killing shit. This is a school. These kids ain't fucking.
Them motherfuckers humble you.
Them motherfuckers ain't fucking. They ain't no coochie. He talking about they ain't no coochie. I said, listen.
Not directly.
Not
directly. You gotta work.
They ain't fucking.
You gotta tie it into something at the school.
Man, my boy came out this day, man. What happened?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I ain't never wanna do that shit again. But I done did some more. Just, I don't like colleges, man. I'm sorry. That don't mean don't book a nickel. But, you know, I don't know what to talk about.
It's
Fortnite.
It's so many schools that'll book you, like, repeatedly. Like, they really fuck with me like mm-hmm. that.
Can I just grab it through the crib? Well, anyway, I got a corduroy button up. Ugly ass, what the fuck wrong with you? I ain't never seen no corduroy button up.
At your motherfucking place with the alligators that know how to make that.
Blake had a hard time.
Blake
had. Blake was crazy.
Yeah, that's a big gator.
Blake was sweating. Nigga, I was on the back of his head. I was like, you all right?
His name Buford. He's a bigger.
I can't wait to get off stage.
Everybody can't do college.
Alligator trainer button up.
Before that corona shit here, I did an HBCU to. You know, the steppers and shit. Like, they had all the founders and shit. Not the founder, but, you know, them old-ass women that used to. I'm like, that goddamn, that ain't him. I'm talking about E-ass. They like, oh, no, baby.
E-ass. E-ass.
I'm like, yeah, E-ass.
But see, you could have still did that, bro. I'm telling you, you could have still did that. You just got to know how to tie it into.
Yeah, I mean, I worked them.
Make it work to where the school, because schools is like, that's where I first started making some money
right.
at colleges, because they was paying, you know, $1,500, $1,200 for a show. And, you know, being as though I went to a HBCU, I know the culture of HBCU.
Right. See, I ain't have
but it. But the thing is, the culture of the HBCU is hood shit.
Right.
It's just transferred to it now. Instead of just going and standing on the block, you got to go sit in the classroom. That's the only difference. Whenever it's a collection of us, the shit that make you, that's what you give them. And they going to be like, man, damn, I want to be just like this nigga. Or I know this nigga. Or I am this nigga. And that's the only thing. Like, if you go out there and try to give them a comedy show, they ain't got that. The patience
exactly.
for that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
They're not trying to sit down and
that's the main thing, because they like that wild shit. Like, you go out there with them straight jokes, they ain't
trying. Yeah, they rose everybody in front of
them. The worst college show I ever had, man, I had drove all the way to fucking somewhere in Louisiana. And it was like fucking 13 hours or something. Because I thought the shit was in some fucking where, but it was 3 hours from there, like right. deep down in the woods. Get down there, nice, big, beautiful ass school. About 80% white, or 90% white probably. As soon as I get there, man, they just was like, it's a black person.
No.
It's another black person. Like the black students was like, yeah, Carlos, nigga, he here. And then the white people was like, a black guy.
Oh, listen, them white schools.
Bro, them motherfuckers called their agent back. We will never bring him back. I was like, you don't ever have to, but you're gonna send the check.
What fuck you,
and they were like, we're gonna send it this time. But next time, I'm like, what you said, we're gonna be there next time.
He thought we're gonna send it this time.
Listen, I think that's probably the different. Worst show I ever had.
You'll go to them white schools, them motherfuckers be sitting in there. I remember I went to do a college nigga, and they was in that motherfucker doing a dance rehearsal.
No.
Right before I performed, nigga. No. I'm talking about a real live, and they in that motherfucker doing some shit. Clap shit.
Like a TikTok.
I'm like,
class.
Yeah, like before TikTok, I'm like, oh nigga.
Say white people?
I know these motherfuckers ain't coming to the show. Nigga, fuck that. Right after they finished dance rehearsal, they pulled the chairs out and it was them. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta perform for the goddamn dance troupe.
Let me ask you this. You ever went to one of them?
I was fucking with them the whole time, and only one motherfucker came up after this. The lady that booked me was like, that was very harsh. Our students aren't used to being criticized in that manner. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to tell you how to do your art, but that was rude.
Hey, you ever got booked at one of them white schools?
I want to say, shut the fuck up, bitch!
You ever got booked at one of them white schools, and they like you too much, and you be like, hold on, man. Y'all like me this goddamn much that y'all booked me at this school way out here by my goddamn self. Y'all ain't want nobody else but me.
Remember that one in West Virginia?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that one in West Virginia.
Like, I'm talking about this school, all the way white folks. And then you get to the show, it'd be like me Chico and probably three more other niggas. Like, what the fuck? Where are they watching us?
Nigga, at? I remember one time I went to this school, right? It was in the gym. So they had the stage set up on the half side of the gym. It was packed. So I'm like, ooh, I'm about to go crazy, you know what I'm saying? I hate the kids. I'm like, all right, when they love me, I rose by 3-4 on my whole prom queen, prom king now, because I'm like, they don't know nothing about no coochie, but I'm going to give them all the coochie jokes. You're going to learn about sex today. You hear me? I go out there, it's white people, and it's some black people. I'm like, all right. That kind of fucked me up. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. But I was like, ooh, this is the perfect time to pull off my white folk, black folk joke. Nigga. I seen so many white people get up at my show.
And leave.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, then I'm taunting them now. I'm like, oh, he's mad. I don't give a fuck. Bye. All the black people. Yeah, that's right. Nigga, fuck Bob. Nigga, that shit's crazy. Nigga. Nigga, they come back in. Nigga, the police come to the stage, nigga. The police come to the stage and was like this. I was like, the fuck you want? Nigga, on stage. I'm like, what's up? I don't trust you like that. Black folk going crazy. No, he like, no, we need you to come here. You got to end the show. I'm like, end the show by what? He like, yeah, it was just a shooting threat. One of the white kids came, was walking out, was like, I'm finna come back and shoot this motherfucker up, man. So I had to get off stage, nigga, literally. Me, and I was like, y'all still me. I'm like, hey, y'all, man, some white motherfuckers ain't gonna come back and shoot this motherfucker up, man. Y'all leave, nigga. They got up and just started looking like roaches out there, bitch. I got paid, but the crazy part about it is they booked me again.
Hey man, the most money I ever made for the least amount of people was at a fucking college.
Duke, nigga, told me that story.
I got booked at Duke. It might have been 60 motherfuckers in there.
60?
They didn't even like watch it. This was the strangest shit ever. Like they enjoyed the shit and right. All that, but they was watching me like it was a fucking play. They were just sitting in there like.
You was at the Purge, nigga.
He's really good. I like him. He's good. It's like they was doing a case study or something, and they only wanted me to do like 15, 20 minutes.
That was easy money.
It was like, yeah, you're good. I was like, what? Thank you so much. If y'all ever want me to come back, please call me personally. I gave you all
that. What the fuck that school?
Bro, it wasn't even a comedy show. I was just there by myself. Which they showed one? Up. It was the show. The show was from like 7 to 7:30.
No, it was just you.
Seven to 7:30.
Bro, the dude
came up
and introduced me.
We was in
Where the fuck
damn,
we were?
Michigan.
I said, my nigga.
We was in right outside of Michigan.
It's like
30. Like Lansing,
you
Michigan.
Talking about 60?
That's what we was
it
at.
It had
Lansing,
to be like,
Michigan.
It was 12 when we started.
In there, dog.
But when we finished, it was like 30 people. I'm like, my nigga, can y'all text? Tell somebody we here.
And it was a big one of them big ass schools like University like, of Michigan
show,
and Lansing.
I'm not doing jokes for 12 niggas. I promise I won't.
Me and this nigga had
I'm
a
not
show
go out there.
At a college. What we had the show at, where the venue at, thundering like a motherfucker. Talking about raining, pouring down. You go right up the street, right across the motherfucking street.
No.
The sun out.
Then over here, it's snowing. Swear to God,
the fuck
bro.
Was
man, in fucking Pullman, Washington. What? Like, we was in Washington State, Pullman, Washington. Nigga, it's pouring down raining. Sun out, nigga, snowing. We like, bro, what the fuck type of Narnia that we drive into, dog?
And the crazy shit is we had to fly and then drive like an hour and a half. Bro, we
from Spokane.
We driving, right? He like I'm trailing him. You know, we just following each other up there. He right. in the car. Cause we thinking the shit, you know how a motherfucker, he gotta leave earlier, an hour or some shit before me. You know how that flying shit.
Right.
Man. So he in the car, I'm in the car. Nigga, we just riding. Then all of a sudden I'm looking around. I was like, bro, where the fuck are we? Because ain't no cars out here. It's just me and him. It's big ass shit look like the shit that pop up on your computer when right. your shit froze. Like, nigga, we are literally riding
screen
through a motherfucking
saver.
Screen.
No. Screen
I called this nigga like, bro, do you see this shit?
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking cars out here. It looked like we was riding through that Dr. Seuss shit, man.
By yourself.
Like
by
the side of, myself. I said it looked like the side of the butter box. You know, like the
yes.
You know the butter? Nigga, yes. The Lando Lakes box? Yes. That's when we rolled through the picture they took to put on the side of the box.
No.
When we get out the car, we amazed. Like, you know, our eyes big. Like, bro, what the fuck is this? The white girl walked up that booked us was like, oh, what's wrong with you guys? We was like, man, what the fuck is wrong with this place? She was like, oh no, that's this spring in Pullman. Come on, this way. I'm
man.
Like, oh my God.
No.
Bro, listen.
I can't.
Out of all the roller stories, most of the strange shit happened at the colleges because they all in little strange ass towns, man. And you know the show be at early as fuck. You fly in, you get there at 4 o'clock to show it. You got to get ready damn near immediately. They want you there at 6.
Right.
To sit there to 7.
Just to say you were there. Like, can you come early?
What the fuck am I going to do from 6 to 7?
When you start doing colleges, the process that they go through is different than the comedy club.
You got to be there early.
Because the comedy club, you know, you got, let's say you got 3 shows, 7:30, 9:30, and 11. You know what I mean? You can get there if you got features and shit. You get there as long as the show started. They gonna start the show. Colleges, nigga, whoever is over the show
right.
is going to call you repeatedly. Hi, it's Chico from Student Affairs. We were just wondering what time you were gonna get in tonight. We were like, man, it's 3 o'clock. I just landed. Yeah, we had your flight information. We just wanted to make sure that you were close enough that we can expect you at 6:30.
The school is only 5 minutes away.
Right, exactly.
We're across the street. You can walk.
And then when you get to the school, dog, the most annoying shit, at least to me, is trying to find the building that the fucking show is in, dog.
What an auditorium.
Don't nobody know. They don't even know what it is.
So where are you? I'm on the campus. Well, where are you exactly? Bitch, I don't know where I am. What entrance did you come in? Are you looking at a building that says, no, bitch, I'm looking at...
Hey, this is the shit that really makes me mad about that shit. Is when you ask the motherfucking security at the gate, hey, where the Johnson building? Johnson building?
Ain't no Johnson building. No
goddamn Johnson building. Where you say you going? He go ask Thunder. He said he going to the Johnson building.
On the East Wing.
Right. I ain't never heard no Johnson building. That's the old gym.
That's what he talking about.
On the East Wing.
You gonna go out. You got to go out of here.
Oh, okay. You talking about the one that they made out of the church.
Yeah, you got to go out of here and go around. And you gonna see what they call Silver Street, where they used to call it.
The West Wing.
You're gonna make a right on Silver Street. Then you're gonna go all the way down there. You're gonna see a shit goat.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get to the shit goat, make a right. You go in right there. The Johnson building behind the baseball field.
The mofo already
but the baseball field behind right. the track.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get in there from over there. You just got to park.
But what you can do is go down
there. You got to park and walk right down.
You know what? I tell you what.
What?
Go and come through here. And dry down there as far as you can.
Uh-huh.
And then park, then you should be able
to see it.
And then it's always, you know what? A nigga.
I'm gonna go down there with you.
Right? And there's always a nigga that knew how to tell you how to get there quicker. Like, hey, oh, come you on, went that way? Come oh, on. Nigga, all you had to do was to come straight
nigga
through the
tell
gate.
Y'all I'm headed that way anyway.
I gotta go that way anyway.
Them dog, kids down there fighting.
Like, they're going to the cafeteria.
You got some shit you gotta get used to, nigga. I had a college show. Motherfucker, they had like two campuses that was an hour away from each other, and they gave me the wrong campus to do the show at, and I drove an hour, nigga, and then they kept calling me, asking me how close I was after they gave me the wrong directions. That's the first time and the only time I ever went on to one of the college dudes. I'm like, look, man, don't call me no motherfucker more, man. I'm coming, man. Amen. Well, the students are getting impatient. The students are getting impatient. I don't give a fuck about the students getting impatient. Bitch ass nigga, stupid. You gave me the wrong address. The fuck you keep calling me for, dog? Hey, I use the GPS. You keep calling, I'm gonna get lost again. What's wrong with you, dog?
Man, see, they be doing that.
Fuck them niggas, hey, man. Fuck them kids.
They ever try to guilt trip you? Like, they be calling you. Well, Carlos, we were just trying to make sure you're gonna be here at 5:15. Like, why the fuck I need to be there at 5:15? Well, Chico's here at 3:30. Like, what the fuck is he doing there at 3:30?
I just be lying. I'm at the school, man. I'm staying in my hotel room. Where are you, bitch? I see you.
I hope they watching. Look, college committees or whoever booked them shows, stop throwing comedy shows every goddamn where. Everywhere ain't situated for comedy. These right. motherfuckers have a comedy show in the middle of the cafeteria.
Oh, nigga, I done been a couple of them.
Right when everybody, half the motherfuckers at the show, half them niggas came to eat. You hear motherfuckers washing dishes and shit,
right.
slush the machine.
Nigga, they studying, they got a group meeting.
You was talking about shit ain't got nothing to do with the show. They need to put some Coca-Cola back there. You hear that machine popping?
Man,
bag empty.
Motherfucking empty.
I used to work at Chick-fil-A. Anybody that worked at Chick-fil-A, give it up for Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A love everybody.
Oh my God, buddy, man, I got a question for you though, nigga. Like the skits that you do where you do the strip club shit. Did you ever work in a strip club and do the announcements and shit at the strip club?
Hell no.
For real?
Yeah, I did. That's why I say, man, I don't even post no more. I don't get paid for it. Instagram and kind of drown me out. Like I did, you know, do the promotion. That's the only thing I post now, promotion. I'm trying to get back better though.
Everybody I'm about to just start promoting OnlyFans page.
I help you.
They got money.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can pay what we
you need. That's a good idea, though. You need your OnlyFans promoted.
Real talk. I ain't promoting
you'll be
shit.
Perfect. I will. OnlyFans page.
I did, bro.
Nigga, that strip club shit, nigga. I told you, do a split when you get down there, old bitch ass nigga. Yeah, nigga, we back on that motherfucker. Man, I'm like, man, this nigga, dog, that shit is brilliant, man. It's you and a nigga named Pop Vasquez, man.
Oh, yeah, Pop, my nigga.
Pop, fuck with y'all. Y'all two niggas, my favorite niggas on the internet, dog. And it's a Dominican motherfucker named Mr. Nua. I can't remember his name. I don't want to say his name wrong, but he got the skit that he did where he discovered the car on Columbus Day. They ain't never seen that shit. The nigga, the police cop, he was like, man, this dude's in my car. He was like, no, I discovered it. He said, no, I discovered this car. I come out, I discovered it. He was like, you can't discover a car. He was like, what's today? He says, Columbus Day. He said, well, what he do? He said, he discovered America. Well, it was already somebody there when he discovered it. So how come I can't discover the car? It's my car now. I have to go. I got to do, man, that shit. But as far as the internet, a lot of motherfuckers just be doing shit just to do it. But right. You can tell that what you do, and like you pop niggas like that, is actual thought put into it. Oh, yeah. It's comedy, man.
But the transition. Like to go from the internet, to go on stage, like how did that feel? Like what that transition was like? You see what I'm saying? Cause you had to do it for yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, shit, it was, a nigga had to learn quick with you. You know, shit, cause I was really capping when you were like, hey, but you got your time up? I'm like, yeah, I got my time up.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. I'm like, man, look, I got about 2.5 minutes.
Right.
But shit, just watching you and just, you know, watching everybody else, that really just, it was a learn, like, I'm glad I got the time to learn, you know what I'm saying? To understand what was going on before I started doing stand-up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I sit and watch niggas all day. I go to everybody who come in Atlanta, I go to the club and check them out. You know, it's a learning thing. Like, I love to learn and watch the different styles of comedy, period. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching niggas on Instagram constantly just to make sure that I'm that original, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be like you, but I'm learning from you.
I ain't really got time, man. Let me go ahead and be clear, man. Check this out. If you looking for a good place, man, to have fresh food, deliver on time, and give back to the community, nigga, HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe route, including low calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. You know, cause I got a second baby, you dig? So I got to have somebody who gonna bring the food fresh. I'm talking about on time, and it's already prepped up. So when I cut it out and put it on the stove, it take me about 15 minutes. Hey man, anybody out there like saving money? You like discounts? Well, guess what? You can save up to 28% by using HelloFresh versus your grocery store shopping trip. HelloFresh offers fresh, high quality ingredients every week for a super flavorful experience. So what I'm trying to tell you is, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80. And you know what? I told you to give back. On your first meal at HelloFresh.com, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna take off $80. Yes, sir. So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80. To get that discount. Don't worry about it. Don't trip. Cause HelloFresh be cutting out all the stress for meals, planning and grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get to the dinner, alright? So go on and get your cook on. Make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80 to get $80 off your first meal. And guess what? Included your free shipping. We gonna make sure it's free. Oh, yeah, we're going to make sure it's free, but you know what? Restrictions apply. So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com and figure it out.
But I don't want to be shit like you, you feel
and
what I'm
saying? And that's important to be like you, as long as you can still see it from a professional Facts. Standpoint and still
but
be
see,
a
that nigga here was, that nigga here, but like, I think we did like, nigga, not even 2 minute regular shows till we did that spot in Boston. And I walk on stage like a bunch of fucking people. I'm like, hell nah, this shit crazy. You know what I mean? Tell joke, right? How y'all doing? They're like, yeah, we all right. I'm like, shit, how y'all doing? I was lost in the sauce, nigga. I'm like,
really doing?
I'm hoping that nigga come out on stage save my ass, but you know, I held my own and shit. And then really after that show, that's what really just piped me up because Black Run and Leonard was on the show too. And them niggas was extravagant, bro, like flawless. Yeah. Like I feel like I touched a couple of people, but niggas was standing up when they got off stage, and I was like, oh, never again. They gonna stand up for me too. They got me fucked up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Bubba gonna shoot.
A lot of niggas that hate when they see that. Niggas hate. Like, niggas, this is a hating ass game.
Oh, yeah, I already know. But like, see, I ain't the type to be hanging around that little. It's a thing that with comedy, man. If you ever paid attention with a lot of stand-up comedians in Atlanta, for real, it's like little fraternities. Everybody broken up in the little, you might not see it, but it's there. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? They'll gang up and be like, yeah, that nigga Carlos ain't do that good on Thursday. And, hey, Carlos, blah, blah. And I'll be sitting there watching this nigga like, boy, you just got down. Like, yeah, that's what I be peeping all that
they
shit.
They used to say that shit all the time. It don't matter.
Yeah, I don't be
when
in
I
nigga
was hosting
face.
All the rooms and shit. Nigga beg you all night, bro, when I'm going up.
There's a lot of ball sacking going
then
on.
Then it's like, nigga, you just showed up. You ain't did nothing. You just showed up and said you wanted to go up. You go up then. Nigga go up and bum. Guess why he bum?
Because
I ain't want to put him up.
Right.
Because I ain't introduce him right. Because I ain't say that. Like, nigga, you just suck.
Right. Well, he's in that suck box.
And then if I say that, they be like, oh, that nigga be hating.
Yeah, that nigga lying in
for suck everywhere. That's why
you didn't that LA shit.
No, you suck air well.
You don't that's why I be suck, bro. Another round. And then when I was like, then they be like, man, nigga, Carlo mean, man, nigga hater. Like, no, man, you just suck. And I feel like you wasting my time. You right. Wasting the people's time. Because if I'm the host, right, and then you go up and suck.
You got to go work hard.
I got to go. Because now I look like I'm lying.
You heard my feeling one time.
You funny.
Right.
You heard my feeling.
Hey, man, this nigga hilarious, man.
You heard my feeling one time.
I know.
Man. You don't remember when we did Ratchet People Meet and they had me do that Black Fire shit? I was telling before, I was like, bro, that shit is not fun. I do not want to do that shit.
Right.
They're like, man, go ahead, man, do the shit. I was like, fuck it. Carlo was hosting. Nigga, I got off stage. That nigga like, y'all better clap. I'm going to bring that nigga back up. Y'all like,
oh, God damn.
I ain't going to never be shit. Nigga, look, my people was outside. What you want to do? You want to ride? I'm like, no, man, what the hell are you talking about?
Y'all niggas, man, nigga, they fucking in DC. Like, hey, bro. Hey, hey.
Bro, this nigga, like, nigga, all right, nigga, chill. Y'all want tripping.
You go get it, Gil. You go get it, Gil.
That's why the comedy shit, we done been lucky, Fly, especially to avoid a lot of the shit, the stories that this nigga tell. But like when I went to L.A., and did comedy in LA, now, not the first couple times, but after we had made a name for ourselves,
right.
Nigga, I go to the what's the room upstairs?
The belly room.
The belly room, mm-hmm. Nigga, it's full of niggas. Now, I don't know none of these motherfuckers personally, but right. Nobody said nothing to me. Nobody said hello, none of that shit. And I ain't looking for no friends, so right. I ain't give a fuck. So I see LeVar Walker in there. So I chop it up with him, and then Ryan Davis came, and then I go on stage, and nigga went crazy. As soon as I got off stage, everybody, Chico, man, I fuck with you, bro. I'm like, well, why the fuck you ain't saying that when I first walked in?
Most definitely. Because they wanted to see.
Right.
But that's sucker shit to me, my nigga.
See, I stayed out the way because, first of all, I jumped. I came from the screen and started getting straight into the comedy, and I had to learn the industry fast. Like, all right, you got to learn the ethics and the code. You know what I'm saying? It's etiquette with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, even though you're a street nigga, you can't treat it like the streets.
Right.
You got to control it like, you know that you use the street structure to navigate the bullshit.
Because right. It's an industry. Ain't oh nothing my. Street about oh it. Ain't nothing street
ain't
about,
nothing street about it. And once I realized some of them people, like how you said, it's a little groups and shit, I tell that nigga all the time, hey man, when I was going through them comedy clubs and I'm still going in the workout room, I know exactly what's going on, but I walk right past this shit. Like,
you got the luxury to be able to do that.
And come right back off. I'm like, man, ain't no comedy clip. Nigga, we ain't no comedy gang. Every time I see y'all, what's up, my laughing buddy? Like, nah, nigga, I ain't your motherfucking partner, nigga. Finna come up here and work on my shit.
That shit don't bother me. Like, I'm
used to
that
off stage, nigga
shit.
Be talking
see,
about,
that's
bro,
what I'm saying. I did come through
DC.
That shit.
I be like, nigga, what the fuck? I'm like, there's a million niggas do. You comparing me to my partner, really funnier than you while you bullshit.
Talk
like,
your shit, gang.
Like,
vibe.
Come on,
but that's
man,
what
like,
niggas
going
to do. They do that to us all the time. That's the shit he was talking about. Motherfucker come up talking crazy because that's the thing, unfortunately for niggas, we love to pit each other against each other because most niggas ain't never been able to do nothing with their partners that work.
Right.
But see, that's the thing. That's the whole mind frame. It's like, in the black community, we don't like some shit unless we got some shit to compare it to.
Right.
Like, you know, motherfuckers out there, you could just look at the chicken sandwich shit.
Right.
Nigga, Popeyes didn't invent the chicken sandwich, but as soon as they came out with one, nigga like, oh, it ain't better than such and such, or any new song come out, new rapper.
Right.
If you don't have shit to compare it to, then they can't accept it.
Right.
So that's why when it comes to comedians, they always got to say, hey man, you could be the next nigga I think funny. You funnier than this nigga who I thought was funny before I knew you was funny. So you can't never take that shit.
Right.
Exactly. And when you saying like the comedian shit, they don't want to fuck with you until they know you funny. That's just like in our lane, the industry of shit, that's just like your calling card. You had to think before social media.
Right.
Niggas show up at the comedy club and be like, hey, this is my partner from wherever the fuck. He funny. Okay. We can't give him the same respect that we give you because we seen you work and be funny and work on a joke, but we just supposed to show him love because you said it. Right. Let us see. Oh, he's one of us. It's like the X-Men. It's like, nigga, you ain't an X-Man. Like, what you do? I don't do shit. Just leave me alone. This bitch ass nigga ain't no X-Man. Stop fucking saying that. Then the nigga blow up and be like, oh, you are one of us.
Right.
I ain't know that was your power, though.
Right.
My bad, bro.
Well, I thank you for
it's
that.
Just, and that's why it sucks so bad when comedians steal jokes, because now it's like a nigga using your ID to get in the club, and then you try to come, you're like,
I done seen him before.
Man, right. I know. Man, that nigga already in here. Who the fuck
know
is
how
you?
I act if I see
hey, man,
that
that's
shit.
Why I thank you, man. Great. I tell you this, Los, I thank you, nigga, because a lot of the shit in the game that you gave me helped me avoid a lot of the shit, because I saw it coming. I was able to see it coming before.
It
I
ain't even work
with it.
It ain't even
work.
If you see a nigga doing your shit, just go get some new shit. He need it worse than you do.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm
never go
that's
back.
How you, that's how you want it.
At
is.
This point of the game, that's the only thing you can do. Cause a nigga do it. Don't matter what
a
you do it. The rule
joke.
Used to be, and this is so fucked up. It's like if you have some shit and that's your patent shit, as long as everybody that could be your shit, you know around the country as the nigga who do the scarecrow joke. That's your shit. Ain't nobody in the game got a scarecrow joke. You know for a fact, because you done worked from L.A. to New York and hit all the clubs, all the underground spots. You know all the niggas. These your friends. You'll never think a nigga do you like that. But here, he get the call to go do season one of whatever the fuck hot for black comedians right now.
Right.
That nigga close on your scarecrow joke. Now everybody in the world think it's his because it made it to TV first. Because he did it on TV first. Now you just the nigga going around the country telling everybody this nigga did your scarecrow joke.
Right.
Right.
What the fuck you gonna do about it? You ain't got another one?
You don't wanna make sure that nigga don't steal another joke?
We didn't come here to
we
hear you.
We can't do that.
You like, can't be just, mad. We gonna hear you be mad at that. A nigga for an hour cause he stole your joke? Okay, you can do that. You said, hey, you was mad last time you came, bro. Come on now.
Right.
You ain't got another scarecrow joke on deck yet?
You can't do that because my natural reaction, the nigga, something, nigga, steal something from me. Now I'm going to do something to you, nigga.
Right.
To make sure you don't never
but think
steal
about how
nobody
petty
else.
It is.
I learned something from this nigga, but I used to tell y'all, nigga, I say, man, Lo told me, he say, I don't even trip by the nigga stealing. This was before you got on that level.
Right.
I only trip by the nigga stealing my joke. He can't say it how I see it.
He can't. And that's the whole point.
I was like, damn. You right. He like, nigga go up there and say that bit word for word. I'm going back up there. I said, you gonna say word for word?
Word
he said,
for word.
I'm gonna say it because it's me.
Right.
The people gonna react. And I watched this nigga go say the same joke and he look at me like.
Told you. It's different.
I'm like, damn.
And then you can hear people say, the other comedian tried to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. That's why you can watch a motherfucker set and you can just sit, if you can, just like when you listen to a rap song, you can tell if a motherfucker doing comedy or memorizing shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can see when the shit go wrong for a comedian. They come up there, their spirits and shit be high, and then they do that one goddamn joke. And then the whole room just be like,
there
they
go.
And it ain't even like the crowd ain't fucking with them no more. They just waiting on that scarecrow. They want another one just like that scarecrow joke. And then they be like. Soon as a nigga do that, you can see when they going down here. Because the next shit they say going to be some goof-ass question. That's why it be hard for me to watch white comedians. Because they tell you the punchline before they do the joke.
Right.
Helicopters are crazy, right? You guys ever been in a helicopter?
It's a wrap.
And I watch so much comedy, I can't even watch some comedy. Because if I hear certain words, I just know where the fuck, like white comedians and comedians who be around white comedians, they always say this shit. Like when they try to do like a segue, they always say, that is the worst shit in comedy to
right
me.
Right now. That shit.
yeah, it's crazy that you brought this up. Nobody brought up shit. I just hate that wording of shit. Cause it's like you got some motherfuckers who say some shit so slick, it's just like, they don't even have to be telling jokes. Like niggas like, Downtown Tony Brown, one of the OG niggas in Compton. This nigga, the way he say shit just be so different. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what it's, I mean, like, that's the originality that's missing in comedy. It's too safe because people just watch what other motherfuckers do and be like, well, he got this far. I'm just going to do this.
Right.
He said puss, I'm going to say vagina. It's like, why are you so scared to be creative if that's what the fuck you are?
Right.
And that's why I don't like when motherfuckers be like, I'm going to do some shit like that. No, nigga, do your own shit.
Right.
And you know a nigga shit.
I don't need you to.
Doing your shit that, come on, man.
And that's why.
I can't, now that shit like that, I don't be mad about.
And then I know, like, but see, you have some shit that's so different. It's like, if a nigga even did it again, you'd be like, man, I know exactly where you got this shit from. Because you'll have that shit. And then it's like, you'll do some crazy ass shit. Like, what the fuck this nigga on? Like when you did the shit about how niggas in Atlanta say some gay ass shit after you say some gangster shit, I was like, this nigga crazy. Cause I am like, DC, what the fuck Moneybagg on? He like, that nigga just crazy like that.
You did that shit when you was mad, when your dick was talking shit to you and busting your face to make you nigga. I was like, this is the craziest.
Yeah, see,
nigga.
I could. A lot of niggas be stealing my shit on there, but you know, I don't hit them up like, you know, it don't be lame, but don't. I don't be hitting
them.
Nah,
cause they stuck with that nigga, you can do that.
You gotta stay player.
Nigga, it's nothing.
The nigga,
you know,
creative,
I mean,
capability is like he said, he just go into movie mode everywhere he go, bro.
Yeah,
you
that's part
like,
of the game.
Life of the party, everywhere we at, bro. Like, I don't wanna be the funniest nigga. I be sitting right here like, hey, man, get what I look. I don't know what was wrong with this nigga, bro. I don't know what happened, but the nigga face was like going in.
Like a fish.
Mm-hmm. The nigga looked at me and was like, GG. Nigga smoked that cheekbone out. Listen, bro. I was in that bed. Yeah! So for somebody that I can have around, bro. And I'm talking about on the same level, and I'm just like, what he do, bro?
Right.
But he smoked the goddamn cheekbone.
Right. Hey, but you know what that shit taught me, though? The lesson in all that shit is seeing people like steal your shit is like, believe in every piece of content that you put out.
Right.
Just like you know that bitch a hit already.
Yeah.
And you just gotta ride that wave. Like your new shit, you gotta ride your new shit just like the most successful shit you got. And that's the lesson that you learn that come with that shit. When somebody can watch your set and steal the joke that you just like, this is, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, this is just some shit.
That shit, right.
But if it's like, if that motherfucker can steal that shit and build a whole career around it, it's like, nigga, you gotta look at your shit the same way.
Right.
So when you are sitting in your lab and you creating and you writing, you got to look at it from that point of view. I've been telling this nigga that all the time. Yeah, but what's the opposite of that? Or what would you be thinking if a nigga wanted to steal this bitch? What would he flip it? You know what I mean? How would he flip it to make it? So that's the way
time,
you.
Man. That, yeah,
I couldn't be backstage and watch that and let you walk right past me without saying anything.
Oh no, you can say.
Yeah, you
so.
Can because you got to keep in mind.
I mean,
the only time you gonna see this nigga is when you about to go on. You ain't even got time to front this nigga. Soon as he come off his nigga, because the nigga he done went over his time because he doing your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the host say, I'm gonna bring you right up. So this nigga coming off. So this nigga already back on stage about to bring you up. You gonna punch this nigga in the mouth and fuck up.
Yeah, what you tell the host? Do 5 minutes. 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
The show, you got to be at the venue at 11 o'clock.
Right.
Man,
you got to, and you got, they already done cut your time down. You the headliner. These are your fans. All the bitch sold out. The show done, fuck the show.
So
you sold
you
all the tickets.
You like, look, hey, go y'all crazy. Enjoyed that. I'm going to beat that nigga ass when I get up off this stage. I mean, that nigga,
you don't even fuck the vibe.
Just those things. Keep going.
I just couldn't see nobody do my, I've been, saying that shit to myself for the long, like, what if somebody did my shit on stage and I watched
it? Man, this nigga sitting in the green room one night.
God.
He'll tell you, the owner of the club came in the green room and said, man, do you know this nigga on stage doing all your shit? Adam,
yeah.
The nigga that booked all us.
That's why we was in there.
Bruh, the security then came and got me. Hey, man, bruh just did your shit. Don't do that one, low.
No.
Nah, I'm finna go do it. I'm gonna show you how that bitch go. You gonna do it? This nigga say he gonna do it in.
Bro, look, we got some new merch in. Man, come on, man. I'm getting me a big ass jacket, man.
That jacket way too big.
Bigger than a. You know, we got all sides.
Come on, but these the ones I ordered, though. This is my size.
Oh, yeah. They're the perfect size, man. Where they can find them at?
85apparel.com.
Know what time it is. Get your shit right now.
People been asking about these jerseys. The jerseys have been restocked.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you hit the website
at 85apparel.com, man. We're giving you $25 off every order of $100 or more.
And if you're looking for the sweaters are still up. Yep, custom fit, huh? We got them in all sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, bigger than a
come on.
You knew it. At that time when you sold the crack and you smacked the shit out of nigga head.
We used to goddamn put dope in the J hand and one of my other partners would slap it out of his hand in the middle of the street.
That's disrespectful. Nigga know that ass fuck
got like little white specs on and shit. Nigga be out there, no, nobody move! Nobody motherfucker move! We get to moving around and shit. Oh, hey, wait, don't move! I just nigga find something white, nigga point, you know the asphalt got a little white spot there. There it is right there, nigga. Get down, try to get there. That ain't it. Well, we tripping out there. We used to be doing a lot of dumb ass shit though, man. For no reason.
Nah, I'ma ask you, I'm rap, we gonna wrap it up.
You ever been bucked on by a J and been scared though?
I'ma ask you, nigga.
Huh? You ever been bucked on
by a J? Oh, we got some strong dope fiends where I come from, nigga.
Nigga, I ain't never been bucked on, but I done seen it before though. Like, nigga, one of them J like, I ain't one of these regular crackheads.
Yeah, nigga, dope fiends. A lot of the dope fiends used to be gangsters, nigga. You know what I mean, nigga? Where I come from, nigga, dope. The niggas that started smoking that shit used to be, nigga. Niggas used to be motherfucking real live. You ain't got the authority to talk to Slim like that.
Yeah, facts.
Cause you was a bitch ass nigga, and that nigga knocked your motherfucking nose clean off your face.
He finna get his script.
And still hit the motherfucking rock right over your sleep body, nigga. Man, damn, I still ain't wake him up. Goddamn,
you sleep for real. I seen a crackhead get knocked the fuck out. Nigga laid out about an hour.
I ain't never seen no crackhead
nigga
get
knocked out. Man, motherfucker got knocked the fuck out. I'm talking about as soon as nigga hit him, he was on the ground. Niggas laid out about an hour, man. Motherfucker woke up like, man, you let that nigga knock you out? Fuck him, I was tired anyway.
That
motherfucker is different, man.
I seen two brothers, they were crackhead. They getting fined because one stole money from their mama first.
Damn.
I saw it. And you gonna go in there and you gonna go in there and take it, nigga. I was like, these niggas out here crazy
shit I ever seen. Two crackheads fighting at the comedy club parking lot. Motherfucker had that long ass pole that connect the power to the building.
No.
You know, they beat the box, then had a long ass pole. The motherfucker go up to the connect to the big ass street pole. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker had one trying to hit that motherfucker with. But the bit was so long, he couldn't swing it fast enough. Every time he picked that bitch up, it like on the video game. Clack! The nigga about from here to where the goddamn chair, trying to swing that long ass goddamn pole. He had to pick that bitch up like this.
These
motherfuckers just standing back there doing this shit.
These Atlanta crackhead. Well, you got guess because I'm here. They always be like, you look familiar. I'm like, shit, nigga. You do too.
They don't know you.
I know you, but I ain't gonna tell you what I used to do.
I was about to say, I know they know you, because all them motherfuckers know me.
I seen a crackhead didn't even know I used to say him crack. He like, man, you know, young blood, can I get a dollar? I said, nigga, I used to get you what you know what? You must be getting it from somebody new. It's okay.
There you go.
Get that dollar, motherfucker.
I was about to say, ain't no way the motherfucker don't know you, cuz this ain't like every homeless motherfucker.
Oh, they
know
us,
where they
bro.
See me.
That at. Nigga, they be watching that nigga when Wildin' Out was coming on, nigga come up to you and say the wrong nigga shit. Oh boy, I love you, nigga. Hey, cut the beat. I'm like, nigga, that ain't even my shit. The fuck is you watching this shit at, nigga?
Ow.
Nigga, where's the
homeless?
Is cable free in Atlanta? Like, how are you seeing this shit, dog?
Do somebody wonder?
Get in the store.
Motherfucking homeless nigga gonna look back at me at this though. I know that ain't Carlos in this motherfucker. We got celebrity in the building, y'all. We been going platinum in this motherfucker.
What he say?
We got celebrity in the building.
We
been go platinum. Tell Nick Cannon come through this motherfucker, man. He can fuck with the hood. It's all good in the hood, baby.
Yeah.
He can come through here. Anybody gonna fuck with him. We got celebrity in this motherfucker.
I know they know you.
Got
a I hate it. They just gonna stick their arm around me. I'd be like, nigga, you stink.
They at least offer a service, though. Hey, man, you want me to pump that gas for you?
I had a J wash my car, well, like my rims and shit on University. I gave the nigga the money. The nigga went in the store, came back out. I'm like, nephew, who wiped that cup? That car dirty, man. I said, nigga, you just wiped that car. I was watching the game. I do way better job than that. I'm like, bro, you just washed my car.
So you another nigga?
Huh?
Just so he was another nigga?
I probably just took it. It was the same nigga. The nigga that just washed my car.
Came back.
Went in the store. About 10 minutes, came back out. I'm like, that motherfucker dirty, nephew.
Hey man,
oh,
I seen the Jay Custer laid out. She had gave him about $3, and he went over. You know how they be hustling. He went over there and asked somebody else. She was like, "Don't give him no money. I just gave him some." He like, "Bitch, what you mean? Shit, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing."
He thought, "Would you leave?"
Motherfucker, that motherfucker's different down here. I don't know, man.
It's a different breed.
It's a different breed in Atlanta, dog. And then where I live at in North Carolina, it ain't even the crackheads, it's the white people. The white dope fiends, they the ones that run it. And nigga, I'm at the Sheets gas station, nigga. Lady,
they
come
got
out,
the
she
good
like,
ass sandwich.
She was like, nigga, she was like, "Hey, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you. I'm not homeless or anything. You can see I got my medicine thing in my hospital. I just got the hospital. If you could just give me anything," and I give her $5. I'm like, "Here you go, ma'am, God bless you." I go and get my food, you know what I mean? I'm hungry, so I'm sitting in the car eating my food at the gas station. This bitch come back up to my window. "Hey, man, I'm still a little bit short on that medicine. You think you got anything else you can give me?" I'm like, "Bitch, did you just ask me for money twice?" She's like, "That was wrong, wasn't it? I'm gonna leave you alone." I'm like, man,
I hate
this
when
shit.
That shit a regular conversation, then it turn, like, nigga catch you out of nowhere. That shit turned into big.
Come on, alligator shirt.
I'm telling you. Babe, boy, you look like a baby shark.
That nigga look like, you know who he look like, though? That shirt look like one of them niggas that was working with my man Joe Exotic, nigga. One of them Tiger King employees, nigga.
But you know what I'm talking about? When that shit just some kind of way just turned into big, like you ain't even expecting. Like, nigga, like, man, I had them same J's back in the day, man. I swear, I was in the Army, came back home, man. You know, I got shot 2-3 times, man. It's crazy, man. Me and my wife, we just stopped up the street. That was my car right there. Listen, you ain't got $5. You like, nigga, what the fuck?
That's a long ass story.
Hell yeah, them niggas be into it too. They just start out of nowhere. But those
hey, I love them stories, though.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a long,
it'd be a long ass
like,
story.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Man, come like, on, man, look, man. Fuck with me.
Them I young, don't usually do this.
Them young niggas down there done jumped on me and took my keys. They got my car and shit down there. My pistol under the seat. Them young boy got my car, man. I just give me some. I'm trying to make a phone call.
Who you trying to call?
I'm trying to call my other wife.
Where you trying to go?
Well, hold on, time out, OG. Was your first wife in the car?
No, because that's my wife's car. I'm trying to call her to come pick me up. You feel me? So,
how she gonna pick you up without her car?
Listen, man, them young boys jumped on me.
Hey, what about the people that had their family with them, though? They had a baby out there, the mama, the...
Oh, nigga.
I'd be like, oh, my
God. I just had to give them some money. I'd be like, man, I don't know if they told them to look sad or what.
Them and the motherfuckers that got the dog with them, they're like, man, that dog ain't doing nothing to deserve that,
bro. I hate homeless people with dogs, bro.
Like, bro, what the dog do to
that? That is the weakest shit in the... I hate that, bro.
But what if they know the dog was homeless,
too? Listen, you be trying to... He be like, don't feed him that. Man, you don't feed him that.
That's what
I supposed to eat anything. Motherfucker.
I think when you die, you a fuck nigga, you come back as a homeless man's dog, nigga.
Don't feed my dog.
You come back to life as a homeless man's dog.
Y'all look, they done trained y'all to think of it that way. You don't know what the fuck that dog did to be homeless. You know them people did something to be homeless. What if that dog came from a good ass family and just got it running with the wrong dog?
They got lost.
Yeah.
Hey, you done got in the street. This is a fucking poodle. He running with Rottweilers, pit bulls and shit. He done ran all the way from Alpharetta. He down here in Camden Road and shit. He'll never make it back.
He'll never make it back.
The story's a homeless dog, nigga, making a cartoon and just.
Well, you ain't never seen no happy homeless dog though.
Nigga, that dog done fucked up, man.
Happy homeless dog.
Them
niggas always just sat here like, man, we just out here, man.
You always see them. You always see them stories pop up, man. White dog found in fucking Texas that was lost in Michigan 4 months ago. Like, nigga, that dog ran away, man.
To let you know 2020 different, nigga. That, you seen that video with that white woman when she threw that dog? Man, she threw that dog. Dog, 2020 is white people throwing dogs at niggas. She threw the dog at the nigga, man.
I had to be cool in the caption, because you know folk be, boy, that shit was hilarious.
She threw that nigga dog on.
Man, the dog was like, ah! You know the dog was fucked up. It ran to the black man. It was like, bro, please, bro. It got to be better over here.
Take me.
Hilarious. You ain't seen that shit, Lowe's?
Yes.
Oh, bro,
then you know how fucking forgiving niggas are. The nigga kept the dog.
He kept the dog.
The nigga kept the dog.
But I thought it was his dog.
No, it wasn't his dog. We don't know who.
Oh, so it was just her dog. She
was like, is that your dog?
She's like, nope. Nigga, fuck you.
Oh, nigga, it's your dog.
That motherfucker hit the ground.
He didn't even try to catch the dog.
Uh-uh. You don't know that dog got rabies, anything. I would've been like, hold up, bitch, what the fuck?
Man.
Bitch, that threw a whole dog at your ass.
You know what the fuck kind of dog that was? That was over the two.
Hey, man, that just go to show. It's some strange motherfuckers
it's
out
some
here,
strange
man.
Motherfuckers out
some
here.
Some strange motherfuckers.
That got dogs and throwing them on people.
Something going on in the atmosphere of the world, of the universe, that's just got strange-ass, crazy-ass white people just popping up.
Out, bro.
Bro, I never thought I would see the day that a white woman would throw a fucking puppy at a nigga. You know how much you gotta hate niggas to throw a puppy. You know how much they love dogs, first of all.
That's what I'm saying, 2020.
You know how much hate was in her heart to throw a dog that she loved at a nigga? She stole a dog out of love. It was a crime of passion. But when she threw it at that nigga, that was hate. That was pure hate. How you gonna go to court? And you done threw a white woman that threw a dog at a nigga, and that's not charged as a hate crime.
Listen, because
she thought the dog was going to bite me.
Nigga, the dog. But the crazy part is, now the dog got an Instagram page. I said he done came up. What? Nigga, the dog got an Instagram page.
See,
now,
you asked earlier, this is exactly how dogs become homeless. He went to fame too fast.
It's a wrap.
It's too much pressure. He's just a puppy. Now he's been shot into stardom.
Right. And that's too much for a dog that just got through
on the ground. Right, yeah.
He got all these followers.
Didn't he say a before?
Not even house trained yet.
He took a picture of the dog while he was asleep.
Right.
And then took the after picture. Like, I'm like, nigga, the dog is.
The more important question is, who does this dog originally belong to?
Who knows?
There's an owner somewhere that's watching all of this happen that can't get in touch with these people. That has the puppy.
I think it was the white lady dog.
It had to be.
I know for a fact that
she stole the dog.
That dog was stolen from a black person. The dog has raised over $5,000 on GoFundMe.
Oh, nigga.
Your pants don't reach your ankles.
It's time to go, nigga. Dog.
No, I'm telling you. That dog, I can look at that dog and tell it was stolen from a black person because the nails weren't clipped, the hair wasn't cut. You could tell it had been eating
food,
but not puppy food.
And it ran to the nigga when she threw it. Like,
when the last time you seen a dog run to it?
A nigga. Out there, right. So, yeah, nigga.
Like Charles Ramsey say, dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
Excuse me,
YCB. Yep, that's it right there, nigga.
That's what we gonna end it at. White lady throwing a dog at a nigga. Just to let you know what we out here dealing with. They got a clip right there. Just to let you know, this is the type of evil that is out here.
Ouch, that bitch crazy. Damn.
Oh, I ain't mean to make it. Cut it off. I'm cutting my shit off. I ain't mean to make a sound effect. That motherfucker said, uncle.
That'd be crazy, bro. Let these folks, before we go, man, let these folks know where they can catch you at, game, bro.
Man.
Damn.
God damn. You keep wanting niggas to see. Who done promoted you to promo that shirt, nigga? That's what it is.
That nigga got on his sleeping
shirt. He done took a side deal with the nigga that make that shirt. And he said, no, I can get it on 85 South Show, man. No problem. I can get that shirt on 85 South Show, man. That ain't no problem, bro. I'm telling you, bro, I got a good rapport with them folks. Just send me the shirts. Well, I'll make sure. I know, right?
It
didn't cut a promo deal, dog.
We're going to get him straight, bro.
It
didn't cut a polo deal on the side on us, man.
We're going to get him straight, man.
But yeah, it's Money Bad Mafia, man. Follow me on Instagram at MoneyBad_Mafia. I'm here with the funniest niggas on earth. The realest niggas, the coolest niggas, I want to say. Y'all host the Hip Hop World too?
Yes, sir.
Man, come on, man. And I know these niggas personally.
Exactly.
MoneyBad_Mafia.
Instagram. One of the funniest niggas doing it, period,
yes,
man.
Sir. Y'all need a writer. Y'all need anybody that creating content, man.
Facts.
This is the guy to hit up, man. The nigga is going fucking bananas.
And if you don't believe it, just go to where he said MoneyBag_Mafia and you'll get all the proof you need, nigga.
Well, there you have it. Before we leave, I want to give a special shout out and dedication to Cardi B's nipples. Yes, Lord.
What was wrong with them, though?
Nothing.
So, no, something wrong with them.
What happened, gang?
Nothing.
She had a little piss. She was laid up. She like,
titty was out.
It didn't look like that. It looked like she got.
But
damn.
Look, this is not what we're gonna do. We're not gonna titty shame. All titties is welcome. We'll talk about it later.
I was trying to figure out what was wrong with it.
It needs some spit on it. That's the only thing that was wrong with it. Hey man, this 85 South Show. Y'all just bitch.
It needs tea tree oil.
It needs some spit on it.
One of these
Blue Chews as tea tree. Hood. You need to put one of these Blue Chews on that bitch.
She got raisin bumps on her nipples, nigga.
You seen the picture though?
I ain't see it.
That shit look like wildfire.
Yeah, it didn't look right. I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck that.
Oh, I ain't see that picture.
Oh my god, that motherfucker look like a pancake.
Hey man.
Yeah, I done seen them titties before.